Dream a Little Dream of Me, written by Undead Robins and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Zhaoyunlan knows it's a dream immediately. Only in his dreams would Shunwei be spread out on a bed like this, every inch of skin on display. There's even soft lighting and the aroma of something delicious being cooked. It's pretty much the perfect scene from an overly familiar dream. He has to mentally applaud the master of this particular attempt. A lot less based on real life, but definitely closer to his usual dreams. Naked on his bed is only one of the myriad ways he's dreamt of Shunwei since the not-so-mild-mannered professor came into his life. Bending him over the back of a motorbike was another fun one, along with the ever-popular option of hiding under his desk while he graded papers. Or even the one where Shunwei is still wearing his Heipao Shi robes while taking Zhaoyunlan roughly in the middle of his SID office. This one, though. This one was a favorite. The decision is made in a flash, as long as he knows it's a dream, and he knows he's being manipulated. Why not allow himself a few minutes to indulge? It's not like it would do any harm. Shunwei never even needs to know. He licks his lips as he fully takes in the sight in front of him. Without his glasses, Shunwei looks younger and even more innocent, although he knows that neither of these descriptions is accurate. He looks as though he's been asleep, eyes barely open, hair mussed from the pillow. Zhaoyunlan steps close enough that he can see scars marring that beautiful skin. Evidence that he did not always possess the healing ability. He's momentarily torn between the desire to kill anyone who had hurt him and wanting to explore each scar. Remembering that this is a dream, he opts for the latter and steps closer. Yunlan? Shunwei sounds incredulous, as though he can't believe what he's seeing. He's lost the confidence that dream Shunwei usually has, but Zhaoyunlan quite likes this version too. He sits on the edge of the bed and reaches out to brush his fingers across Shunwei's cheek. He keeps his eyes firmly fixed on Shunwei's face. If he wants this to last more than a couple of minutes, even here in a dream, he knows he needs to focus. You'd think in a dream he'd have a little more stamina, but apparently Shunwei can utterly destroy him even when he's not real. "You're so fucking gorgeous," he says, using this opportunity to relieve himself of that burden he's been carrying around since day one. "And I'm so unbelievably into you, you have no idea." He rubs his thumb against the lips that he spends too many hours daydreaming about, as Shunwei's tongue darts out to taste. Even in a dream, getting hard in jeans is painful, but Zhaoyunlan can't bring himself to care too much. He leans for a kiss that feels more real than it has done in any previous dream, and he gives silent kudos to the dream master again. Shunwei's lips are warm under his, and he feels a hand reach for his arm, gripping tight. "If only this wasn't a dream," he says against Shunwei's mouth. Suddenly, Shunwei pushes him away. Okay, that certainly isn't from any of his previous dreams. "Zhaoyunlan." This time it's less incredulous and more accusatory. An uneasy thought started to form in his head. "Shunwei?" Shunwei sat up and pulled the blankets over himself, an embarrassed blush traveling up the length of his body. "What are you doing in my dream?" Zhaoyunlan could only choke out a laugh as a horrifying reality began to dawn. "Your dream? But I'm the one who's asleep. I fell asleep in my office. I assumed the dream master had..." His voice trails off. He reaches out for Zhaoyunlan's hand next to him on the bed. He covers it with his own, not quite holding on to it, but his thumb is stroking the skin. "Those things you said..." "I'm sorry. Please forget I ever said a word. I should never have." "You should have, and you should have done it sooner," Shunwei interrupts with a soft smile that makes Zhaoyunlan's stomach clench. He shifts their hands until their fingers are intertwined, and squeezes. But we'll talk about that later. For now, let's figure out how to get out of this dream. The end.